Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Let's learn together today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is around town.
Today's title is A New Swimming Pool. A new swimming pool. Peter, what did we talk about yesterday?
Well, the city has a new swimming pool. Susie likes it a lot. James has visited the pool. He likes it too. And I think we'll learn more about this today.
I think you're right. But before we listen to our conversations, let's do a read it. Peter, can you help us?
Tina hasn't checked out the new pool yet, and she probably won't. Why not? Tina isn't able to swim. She never learned how. Susie learned to swim and dive as a child. She thinks swimming is a pleasant activity, but it's also important. Swimming can keep you safe. Tina hopes she has the courage to learn to swim. Susie tells Tina to sign up for lessons.
I thought that most people can swim, but that's actually not true. Lots of people haven't learned how.
Well, I bet it helps to grow up near water. If there is a lake near you or a pool, then you probably know how to swim.
That's true. I haven't thought about it that way. But we do have a saying, better late than never.
Yeah, I hope Tina changes her mind. Swimming is a lot of fun. Well, first, let's look at those keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 办公室里好多人都去过新开的游泳池了。不过Tina应该不会去,因为她不会游泳。 Tina probably won't go to the new pool. 副词 probably 就是或许很可能。 Tina is not able to swim. Tina 不会游泳。 形容词 able 指会或者能做某件事。 Susie 说她很小的时候就学会游泳了,而且她还会潜水。 She can also dive. 其实头和手先入水的跳入水中,或者是潜水的动作都是 dive。 Susie 觉得游泳是一项让人愉快的活动。Swimming is a pleasant activity. 形容词 pleasant 就是令人愉快的。Tina 希望自己能有勇气去学游泳。Tina hopes she has the courage to learn to swim. 名词 勇气 就是 courage.
So Tina, have you checked out the new city pool yet?
No, I haven't, and I probably won't.
Why not? You like to swim, don't you?
Actually, I'm not able to swim. I never learned how.
Really? I thought everyone knew how to swim.
Not me. I'm not a big fan of the water.
But you should learn to swim if you can.
Our friends James and Tina are talking about the new city pool.
Tina hasn't checked out the pool yet, but why?
We'll get to that in a minute, but first, let's check out this great phrase, check out.
This means you go to learn a little bit about something, or you go to see something for a short while, just to find out what it is.
You should check out the new restaurant down the street and make sure to check out the dessert if you go for dinner. They are really good.
So Tina hasn't checked out the new pool yet, and she probably won't. Oh, this word probably here is very good to know.
Yes, she could say, and I won't, but saying the word probably makes the meaning a little more polite.
Yes, but the word itself means likely. I likely will go. I likely won't go. So either way, there is still a chance.
Well, yesterday, everyone said the pool is great. It's large and has wide lanes.
James probably knows the answer. That's why he asks this way. You like to swim, don't you?
So James thinks that of course she likes to swim, but we learn something about Tina. She is not able to swim. She's never learned how.
Pauline, you used a very good sentence pattern for English students. Let's review it with Christina.
Tina 说我不会游泳 I'm not able to swim. 形容词 able 的意思是能够做到会做的。所以句型 someone is able to do something 表示某人会做某事。所以 I'm not able to swim 就是我不会游泳。来看例句 He is able to solve the problem. 他能够解决那个问题。Is she able to come by herself? 她能够自己来吗？在这种情况下 be able to 其实相当于 can 的意思。你可以说 he can solve the problem 或是 can she come by herself? 不过在一般的生活中大部分的人还是会用 can, 觉得听起来比较自然。be able to 在口气上比较正式一点。
Thanks, Christina. Again, this is very important. Able to means can. I am able to swim. I can swim. Please practice this at home.
So James is surprised to hear that Tina can't swim. He says, really? We say this when we are surprised to learn something. Really, Dandama?
Yes, I thought everyone knew how to swim.
Well, actually, many people don't know how to swim, and that is for different reasons. Maybe there was no water near their home. Maybe she had no reason to learn how to swim.
Well, we learned that she is not a big fan of the water. That's a fun way of talking about something that you don't like.
Well, whether she is a big fan of the water...She should learn how to swim, if she can. I think it's really important. You can still learn how to swim when you're an adult, can you?
Absolutely. Just because you're an adult doesn't mean you can't learn how to do new things. I think that's part of what keeps you young.
I have an idea. I think you should take Tina to the pool and teach her how to swim because you've been swimming since you were a little kid.
I would enjoy doing that. That's a fun idea. I'll ask her.
All right. Well, friends, now it's time for a short break. We'll be back after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. Today we're talking about swimming and going to the city swimming pool. But Peter, the swimming pool isn't the only place you can swim, is it?
No, there are many different places. Every summer, I go to a place in Michigan, and we swim in a very large lake. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Nice. I do love swimming outside in natural bodies of water. That's the best. But a swimming pool is a pretty good option, too. All right, friends, it's time to watch our conversation beat. Susie, can you swim?
Of course. I learned as a child. And I can dive, too.
Are you a good swimmer?
Yes, I'm pretty good. Can't you swim?
No, I never learned, but I think that I should learn.
Swimming is a pleasant activity. You'd enjoy it.
Maybe, if I have the courage to try.
You do. Sign up for lessons at the new city pool.
We learn more about Susie in this conversation. What do we learn?
Well, we learned that Susie learned how to swim as a child. That makes it easy. But let's look at this phrase, as a child. That's a really useful phrase.
Well, as an adult, I learned how to drive a car. I learned English as a child. Let's have Christina teach more about this.
Susie 说她小时候就学游泳。I learned as a child. 句子里的 as 是接系词，表示作为什么或是以什么身份的意思。所以 Susie 说的 as a child 翻译成作为一个孩子。I learned as a child. 做小孩的时候就学了。换句话说就是小时候学的。我们来看看例句。He played piano 3 hours a day as a child. 他小时候一天弹三小时的钢琴。She lived in Paris as a child. 她小时候住在巴黎。另外，介系词 as 后面还可以加身份或者是职务的名词。比如说 ，He worked there as a teacher. 她作为一名老师在那里工作。或者 ，As a mother, she learns many things. 作为一名母亲，她学了很多东西。这个是 as 做介系词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So Susie learned how to swim as a child, but she can dive too. When you add a second thing to what you said, just say the word too. I make salad at home. I make pasta too.
I read books and I read the news too.
So what does Susie mean by the word dive?
Well,That's when you jump into the water. That's always fun. And there are many kinds of dives. There are right ways and wrong ways to jump into the water.
So, Peter, we have been using the word swim and swimmer today. Swim is what you do, and swimmer is the person who swims. But what about the word dive?
Well, this word works the same way. Dive, diver. So, yes, that works too. Let's think of a few more. A person that writes is a writer. If you read, you are a reader. There are many words like this.
Peter, you said you learned how to drive a car as an adult. Are you a good driver?
Yes, I'm pretty good.
Okay. You also teach. Are you a good teacher?
Yes, I'm pretty good. And today we also have a pretty good
calendar phrase.
I'm pretty good.
I'm pretty good.
我还蛮会的。
Can you jump really high?
Yes.I'm pretty good.
Can you swim really fast?
Yes, I'm pretty good.
Can you dive really deep?
Yes, I'm pretty good. Can you do those things?
Yes, but I'm pretty bad.
Oh.
I'm pretty good.
I'm pretty good.
我还蛮会的。
Learn an interesting way to ask a question in this conversation. Susie asks Tina, can't you swim?
That's almost like you're saying it too, doesn't it? Usually we ask, can you swim? But this is when you are a little surprised about something and you want to learn more. Why are you not eating anything for lunch? Can't you eat?
I have to take some medicine, so I can't eat yet. The president is coming to town. Haven't you heard? You don't know how to get downtown? Haven't you taken a bus?
Yes, those are some good examples. Try practicing at home. Susie is trying to get Tina to swim. She says swimming is a pleasant activity. You'd enjoy it.Pleasant. Ooh, that's a good word. It means nice or good.
Come on, Tina. Have the courage to try it. I know you can be a good swimmer.
I know she does, too. She is very brave, and the best way is to start.
Well, it's time for us to start reviewing our keywords from today.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Probably. Probably. She probably can't take a vacation.
Able. Able. Dan isn't able to get here early.
Dive. Dive. Mary can dive into the deep water.
Pleasant. Pleasant. It was a pleasant day for a walk.
Courage. Courage. It takes courage to speak in public. Okay, friends, those are the key words. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
So, Tina, have you checked out the new city pool yet?
No, I haven't, and I probably won't.
Why not? You like to swim, don't you?
Actually, I'm not able to swim. I never learned how.
Really? I thought everyone knew how to swim.
Not me. I'm not a big fan of the water.
But you should learn to swim if you can.
Susie, can you swim?
Of course. I learned as a child. And I can dive, too.
Are you a good swimmer?
Yes. I'm pretty good. Can't you swim?
No, I never learned, but I think that I should learn.
Swimming is a pleasant activity. You'd enjoy it.
Maybe, if I have the courage to try.
You do. Sign up for lessons at the new city pool.
A dive is another popular way of jumping into a pool. It is important to check the water carefully before you dive in.
Yes, if it's too shallow, then you're going to hurt yourself. Well, I think we should talk about some different kinds of dives.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What is one you can think of?
Well, my favorite is a cannonball. This is when you hold your legs, you're almost in a ball, and you jump into the water. Then you make a big splash of water and get everyone wet.
Okay. Of course, there's a different kind that's the opposite. That's the pencil dive. You dive in head first, and you try to make as little of a splash as possible.
Ooh, or there's one where you just grab one knee. This is good because you can make a big splash. It's called a can opener because you kind of look like a can opener, I guess.
Another popular one that I don't like to do is the belly flop. This one, you just go down flat and your belly smacks the water. It makes a loud sound and water goes everywhere, but it also hurts.
It does. The last time I did a belly flop, my skin was actually the color of my shirt. Ooh, it was painful.
Ow. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed hearing us talk about different ways to jump into the water. But now it's time to go listen to a jungle chit chat.
Hey, James, I'm ready to swim.
Let's go check out a new pool.
Yeah. Oh. Wait, James, are you able to swim?
Of course I can swim. I learned how to swim when I was a child.
Me too. I learned to swim in the jungle. We swam in the river.
Knowing how to swim is important. Swimming can keep you safe.
Yes, I had to learn to swim really, really fast.
Swim fast? Why?
Because there are alligators in the river.
Alligators? You swam with alligators?
Yes. I have a lot of courage.
I'm glad swimming pools don't have alligators.
Me too. Ooh. Let's go.
Hey, Dad. How are you feeling?
Oh,
I still feel sick. But the doctor says I will be better soon.
Dad?
What is it, honey?
Is that vanilla ice cream around your mouth?
What? No.
Dad, have you been eating ice cream?
Oh, I love ice cream.
While you're sick? I can't believe that you would, you should, you shouldn't eat
You should stop eating ice cream if you feel sick.
Yes, yes, exactly. You should stop eating ice cream if you feel sick.
Yes, yes, and yes, that was a super sentence.
That's super sentence, man. Well, I feel better already.
Careful, Dad.
Oh, yes. Sometimes super sentences can be too exciting. Here is the super sentence for today. You should do something if something else. Now, I really like that super sentence that you just said. Maybe you can give me another?
Sure. You should read this book if you have time.
I like it. You should read this book if you have time.
I have one. You should call for Super Sentence Man if you have trouble with your...
English. With your English.
That's right. If you have trouble with your English.
Super. I like that one a lot. You should call for Super Sentence Man if you have trouble with your English. And of course, always remember a super sentence every day
will make your English great. So, Dad, you should stop eating that ice cream if it makes you feel sick.
But it tastes so good.
Super Sentence Man.
Yes?
You should take this ice cream with you if you can.
You should take this. That was a super sentence. And this looks like super ice cream.
Oh, man.
Hey, Dad. Can I read this book? It's okay.
That's a very nice book. Okay.
Hey, Peter. Did you know swimming is actually the most popular activity for young Americans?
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, I heard something else, that the average American swims in a pool 6 times a year. So I guess Americans do like to swim.
I guess so. There are 10.6 million swimming pools in the United States, so a lot of people must be going.
And 3 million of those are in California. And that's very true. Last time I flew on a plane, I could see all those pools.
Well, it is very hot in California, so I think they like swimming pools extra there.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today. Come back tomorrow. We'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.